My name is Yakov Smirnov. I am a comedian from Russia. Thank you very much. I want to explain to you what happened to that airplane. I am actually from Russia. I was born there, grew up there, worked as a comedian out there. What surprises me, American people don't know we have comedy in Russia. We have comedians. They're there. They're dead. They're there. It's very hard to do comedy in Soviet Union. You have to write out all your material and you send it to Department of Jokes. I'm not making this up. They send it back to you censored. You have to stay with the script. You cannot improvise. If someone heckles you from the audience, you can't say, like, your mother wears army boots. Because she probably does. And she will hurt you. Good thing about doing comedy in Russia, you have captured audience. They're not going anywhere. You gotta be very selective, very careful with what jokes you say. If you say, like, take my wife, please, you get home, she's gone. I realized that I wanted to get out of Russia. It's not easy to get out because you apply for a visa, but they give you MasterCard. Yeah. There are no things like American Express. They give you Russian Express. Don't leave home. Finally, I got an answer. Get out. And I'm my first stop in America was in Cleveland, Ohio. Anybody from Cleveland by chance? Anybody? They made me feel at home in Cleveland, so I had to escape again. Now, I make fun of Cleveland because everybody makes fun of Cleveland. Is that correct? I mean, every country has one city people make fun of. In Russia, we used to make fun of Cleveland. Then I got to New York. New York is great. I walked out of the airplane. I saw my name written. Big letters. Smirnov. America loves Smirnov. I said to myself, what a country. I didn't speak English. It was hard. You know, everybody was telling me different things to do. You know, people would say, you're going to learn pidgin English first, then you'll be fine. So I used to go to parks. And I learned... Then I learned how to prop and windshield. A friend of mine said, I quit smoking cold turkey. Whatever makes you happy. What do you smoke now, ham? I was reading newspaper. The ad in the paper said, big sale last week. Now, why advertise? I already missed it. They're just rubbing it in. Another ad in the paper said, we guarantee our furniture and we stand behind it for 6 months. That's the reason I left Soviet Union. I don't want people behind my furniture. I was in Nashville, Tennessee. That screwed me up completely. Those people check your hearing constantly. You come back, you hear. I heard it. I was working there in Nashville and the clock.